Welcome back to the Dan Prof Show and report art this week about Customs and Border Protection, rolling out facial recognition programs at ports of entry across the country, including the nation's international airports. Now the agency increasing the use of the technology, facial recognition, for its optional global entry program, which allows frequent travelers who are considered low risk to bypass Customs and Border Protection officers and go directly to baggage claim after visiting a kiosk. To date, global entry at most airports consists of scanning the traveler's passport and fingerprint at the machine before being cleared to enter the country. Going forward, Customs and Border Protection will be streamlining that process, instead offering travelers travelers that are pre-approved through the program, the ability to use facial biometrics for clearance, eliminating the need for the passport or the fingerprint. This brave new world of facial recognition coincides with the Real ID mandate that people around the country, where I live in Illinois, where James Bovard lives in Maryland and everywhere else, will need to be Real ID compliant by October of this year if they want to fly and if they don't have an alternative form of identification like a passport. For more on this topic, we're pleased to be joined by James Bovard, who's the author of Lost Rights, Attention Deficit Democracy, and Public Policy Hooligan. He's also a USA Today columnist, and he has written a piece at theamericanconservative.com about how Real ID is being rammed down the throats of Americans. James, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, you have a rather entertaining write-up at the outset of your piece about your experience with the Maryland, what we call the DMV in Illinois, which you call the MVA. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, so about 6 months ago, I started getting these letters from the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration telling me that I had to come in and prove my identity, bring in all these papers because of Real ID. And they were, you know, the letters became more and more threatening. And I just kind of figured I'd heard the same thing which you'd heard, is that if people don't have a Real ID, then they won't be allowed to fly here inside the U.S. I wasn't concerned about that because I have a U.S. passport. So I figured, go away. But then I was checking with some folks, and a friend pointed out that what Maryland is doing is canceling thousands of people's driver's licenses simply because they fail to show up and offer offer new proof of their identity. And a person, you know, people whose licenses are being canceled are not suspected of being illegal aliens or have making false claims, but it's simply because the Maryland is dropping the hammer on people with driver's licenses to make the Federal Department of Homeland Security happy.
Right. And so and I know, you know, and people probably have forgotten this, but back in 05, when this a mandate was initiated and sort of again implemented over the course now of the next 15 years, there was a lot of concern about it. There was a lot of opposition, but it seems like they're choosing the proverbial boiling the frog strategy. And now, as we've become more accustomed to this kind of surveillance state, as we've become more accustomed even to the advances in identification, biometric, and facial recognition technology, this is not generating much concern that I've, you know, that at least not that I'm detecting.
Yeah, that's a good summary, and there was a lot of opposition from conservatives and liberals back in 2005 onwards. Congressman Ron Paul was a point man on Capitol Hill against this. But as time has passed, people have kind of shrugged it off, and basically what the feds are doing is using TSA to compel states to kowtow to federal demands, because TSA says that they won't let people fly after October if they don't have a Real ID compliant driver's license or passport. Part of the irony here is that the feds are seizing all this new power to intrude into people's lives, but the feds are not doing anything to make TSA more competent. And the Inspector General tests have found that TSA screeners miss 95% of the mock bombs and weapons the testers take past them. So TSA is still going to be a farce, but folks have to kowtow to these federal information demands.
When we come back, I want to pick up that discussion. So competence of TSA is an issue, but what are the other issues, Orwellian concerns maybe, of these of real ID mandates and the continued growth of facial recognition technology. We're talking to James Bovard, columnist with USA Today, the author of a number of books, including Lost Rights and Public Policy Hooligan. We'll be back with more of James Bovard right after this.
Exposing political fakers, fixers, and takers. He's Dan Proft, and this is the Dan Proft Show.
We're back with James Bovard on the Dan Proft Show here, talking about this piece that he's written for theamericanconservative.com, how Washington is ramming real ID down our throats. And what's the problem from your perspective, James? What's the concern that you have with the real ID, the facial recognition technology, its use by government agencies?
Well, the government, both at state and local levels, at a federal and state levels, has not been honest in how this stuff is playing out. The Real ID Act compels states to get a mandatory facial image capture for every driver's license applicant, and these are being compiled in these vast databases. The FBI is tapping into a database with 600 million facial photos, they've been secretive about how this was built and how they're using it. Another concern is that at any point down the road, the feds could suddenly announce that they need more information. For instance, DNA samples. The Justice Department announced earlier this month that they're going to start collecting DNA from anyone, including U.S. citizens, who's detained at the U.S. border. That's almost a million people a year to start with. And back when Real ID was pushed through, a lot of folks said, hey, this is going to be the next step. You know, the feds are going to demand retina scans, DNA swabs, and the feds are doing this. They haven't mandated for Real ID yet, but, you know, a part of what's changed since the time the Real ID Act was passed in 2005 is there's a lot more surveillance apparatus around here right now. For instance, here in Maryland, there are the police cars have almost 500 license plate scanners. And those scanners generate almost half a billion scans every year of drivers' license plates. So if the word comes down from Washington that the feds want the states to enforce DNA samples, basically Maryland would only have to push a few buttons to show with the license plate scanners which cars have drivers who have not complied with the latest mandate. And that's what may happen down the road here in Maryland as far as the people who don't rush to the MVA offices to provide more identification on who they are. I was trying to get information from this from the Motor Vehicle Administration spokesman here in Maryland, but those folks failed to give me make any response to my press inquiries.
So you're worried that this, to borrow from Yakov Smirnov, this becomes a situation where in America you go to party, in Soviet Russia party go to you, and this sort of the same thing is that this is going to be used to control people, and if there's a mandate that you fail to abide, then you can be scanned while you're driving. They can run through databases and identify and group and search out individuals for DNA collection, for failure to get a real ID card, for whatever.
Right, and there's another peril here. I mean, the feds have claimed that getting all this data and putting it in these massive databases is going to help keep America safe. But it's simply here in Maryland, there's been a crime wave by Motor Vehicle Administration employees who have taken that information and used it to create false identification cards for illegal aliens and others. There have been so many scandals and here at the MVA that the U.S. attorney might as well set up a branch office at the MVA to speed up the bookings of MVA clerks.
And then you also have the issue of concern about the ability of hackers to hack into these systems and get all kinds of data on people that they otherwise couldn't have if it wasn't being kept.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that happened to the Federal Office of Personnel Management. Somebody scooped up 19 million personal confidential files on people. And it's like, there's no reason to trust these folks to be competent with the information which they're commandeering.
There's an interesting piece in the New York Times that sort of flies in formation with this, talking about this tiny company that might end privacy as we know it. It's a company called Clearview AI, as in artificial intelligence. And they've developed a groundbreaking facial recognition app. You can take a picture of a person, upload it, and then get to see public photos of that person along with links to where those photos appeared. So it essentially aggregates all of the photos of the person from Facebook, YouTube, Venmo, millions of other websites. Goes far beyond anything constructed by the government or, frankly, other Silicon Valley giants. And AI technology like this is being treated with some trepidation in Europe, where there's a proposal for a 5-year moratorium. But even in Europe, that's a 5-year moratorium excluding law enforcement. So law enforcement, so law enforcement is still, the law enforcement is looking at this here, according to the New York Times report, and the same thing is happening overseas.
Yeah, and this is snowballing. This is something that Congress has not paid attention to. This is something which the federal court should be raising questions on, but instead it's just like layer after layer of a state which is a total surveillance state. It's leaping towards what the Bush administration in 2002 talked about, achieving total information awareness. But you got to keep in mind, it's total information awareness that the government has on the people, but the people aren't allowed to know what the government is doing.
Yeah. Maybe this is a hopeful note, this civil action, multi-billion dollar class action lawsuit filed against Facebook. Facebook v. Patel is the case, hinging on the question of whether Facebook violated Illinois law when it implemented a photo tagging feature that recognized users' faces and suggested their names without obtaining adequate consent. The Supreme Court declining to take up this court battle this week. Maybe if Facebook gets its hand slapped in this class action suit, maybe we have a renewed conversation about these privacy issues we've been raising.
Maybe so, but Facebook gets its way almost every time. So, I'm not sanguine on that.
Well, there is that. He is James Bovard. He's the author of Lost Rights, Attention Deficit Democracy, and Public Policy Hooligan. He is also a USA Today columnist. And check out his piece at The American Conservative, AmericanConservative.com, How Washington is Ramming Real ID Down Our Throats. James Bovard, thanks for joining us on the Dan Prof Show. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks a lot. I enjoyed it.
Take care.
All caught up in the reverie. Every word is a symphony. Won't you believe me? Sailing takes me away to where I've always heard it.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. This is the Dan Prof Show.